or no tax.
Boy, that volunteer army is going to be stretched pretty thin if it already isn't. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How about the war with BP over oil and the spill? You know, there is one. It's kind of a PR little thing that's going on. We're going to talk about that in just a second here and what the latest is. If they knew what was happening before it happened, and are we any closer to plugging up this leak, or what's the latest? We've got it. And a little scary moment on Wall Street, the Dow dipped below 10,000, then bounced right back, just like a Super Bowl, you know, when you throw those on the ground. So it did come back, that's the good news, and eventually finished up okay, because there was fears about the economy and then the tensions between the Koreas. And that's where we're at, the tension between the Koreas. The U.S. is preparing for one of the largest battles in Afghanistan, but while that's happening, North Korea is severing all ties with South Korea. And you think about the 38th parallel that has been made rather pretty famous in a lot of movies. Parried, if you will, in a lot of movies. But the whole idea of that stony silence and the glares on that parallel since 53. So what's happened is North Korea is saying, we're cutting all these ties. We got nothing going on here. And they're saying that they did not sink the South Korean warship. The peninsula, which is already divided, could now not be further divided even more. It's like an earthquake ripped right through that 38th parallel. This has been probably the most amount of tension they've had there in a decade plus. You've got the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, who visited Seoul on Wednesday for talks on North Korea. And then you have North Korea's announcement late on Tuesday that came on the heels of South Korea taking steps that were seen as among probably the strongest they could implement, short of military action. They slashed trade. They barred the North's cargo ships and tried to do whatever they could. Now, the North continues to say, we did not do that on March 26th. We did not kill 46 of your sailors. We didn't do it, but it's quite clear through the international investigators, and what they concluded is this is a torpedo from a North Korean submarine that tore apart this warship, and there's no way around it. The North continues to deny it. So with the ties cut, where do we go? North Korea is saying they're going to start all-out counterattacks against the South. Psychological warfare operations, that's the first phase. But then they're going to go deeper than that. So will we see bullets fly, and will this turn and escalate into a full-on war? You've got Kim Jong-il, who's ready to rattle the cages and beyond, I believe. The military in North Korea, 1.2 million. And in fact, there's a rumor that he told them, get ready for combat. Get ready for combat. Now, North Korea and Kim Jong-il especially is known, like his buddy Ahmadinejad, to spew out all kinds of vitriol and to threaten things and then not do them. And he vows almost weekly to wage war against South Korea and the United States. But this time it could be a little bit different, even though technically they've remained at war since the early 50s, and you had basically a truce rather than a peace treaty. You've got both sides flexing their military muscle. The U.S. has 28,500 troops, to be exact, in South Korea. With relations this low, with what's now happened, I think there's a great chance, I use the expression Pandora's box, that the next Pandora's box, it really could get ripped open in Korea. I don't see either one of them backing off. And what that means for the United States is we're there, we're involved. We're large on this. And it it's going to, for a while, overshadow, perhaps, if this is exactly what happens, what's going on in Afghanistan. So scary times, my friends, to say the least. I do believe that this is not just going to be a threat. I do think there's something a little bit more to this than meets the eye, perhaps. And Kim Jong-il, who has had his battles with illness, I understand he's not completely in control of his faculties. If that's the case, and he decides to take that shot, it wouldn't be shocking to me. Coming up, we're going to talk about that battle in Afghanistan, the battle for Kandahar. But before we do that and jump back into the war thing, everybody wants to know about the oil. All day long, I'll get emails, and it's about, have they found anything new about the oil? Gosh, Kate, I'm from that area originally. I'm worried about what's going to happen to some of my childhood memories, places that I spent time, and they're all valid questions. So at this point, what we're seeing is, what we're hearing about is actually that the detection should have happened on that rig, that there were some faulty problems that were not uncovered, and they should have been uncovered, and they've got to seal that leak. But the company is getting ready for the top kill procedure, but they're doing that on Wednesday. So they had to wait. They had to blow it back from the weekend all the way to Wednesday to try to shore up the leak. Here's what the press said about it.
From the very beginning of this disaster, the SBA has acted quickly to assist fishermen and fishing-dependent small businesses.
All right, so the president is talking about, because he's been asked that question, that not only does he said this before, they've got to plug the leak, but let's help the small businesses. They have to be helped. So will this top kill method, with all the resources that are being pumped into this, will this be the thing that ends this tragedy, at least stops it, while everything else is being cleaned up? Because they're finding more warning signs that they knew of some of the possibilities of what was going on in the Deepwater Horizon rig beforehand. You know, this has been all the way in April. Do you believe it? April 20th is when this sucker went down. And now with this internal investigation, they're starting to turn up all kinds of things, including signs that showed a loss of fluid from a pipe that's a riser 5 hours before the explosion. So when you see that, it means there could be a leak in the blowout preventer. We've talked all about that before. Engineers conducting tests on the system reduced the pressure to one of the lines to zero. The pressure on the drill began to build. And they say it might have been a fundamental mistake because the rising pressure was an indicator of a very large abnormality, but yet it was not uncovered. It was not knocked down. And there are all other kinds of signs as to what they could have known, and even that the crew may have attempted some mechanical interventions to control the pressure, but soon after the flow out and the pressure increased and then the explosion happened. So now it's about the top kill. Wednesday, let's see, they're going to inject the heavy drilling fluids into the well. It's a tricky maneuver, and it's the latest bid to halt that valve from flowing all that oil, that giant plume of oil that has shut down the fisheries and the soiled coastline. And that's what Obama's talking about with the small businesses. But top kill, which is very complex, has never been done at this 5,000 feet. So keep your fingers crossed. We're coming back on the flip side.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. ArrantAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
And things are starting to swell, and something's going to pop. You got 1,200 troops that are going to go to the Mexican border just to try to help out the border patrol. We're talking about the National Guard. You have the situation on red alert between North Korea and South Korea, and over 28,000 Americans with boots on the ground that have been there, ready if things take off. You have another big battle brewing in Afghanistan, and it's over Kandahar, where there's been some nasty violence lately. And you know what a hornet's nest that is, with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda right there in various areas training and ready, willing, and able to go after with sniper fire any of those American soldiers who day after day after day do not know what trap they're walking into and have a different version these days of what the rules of engagement are and the fact that they have to be ultra careful of what they do in the villages for fear of rocking the boat that they're trying to help row. So it's tricky at this point, very, very, very tricky in Afghanistan, to say the least. And we have a slew of other things that I haven't even scratched the surface with yet, believe it or not. And then the oil spill and the fact that the top kill is happening tomorrow. Will it be successful? Which would be terrific. Shut off the flow. At least whatever is out there is out there, and it's done with at this point. and it's all about completely about the cleanup. Oh, that's where it needs to be. All right, let's take a few. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good tonight. How about you?
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, this oil spill caused by broken pipes, it's going to be a heck of a mess to clean up if they even get it cleaned up.
Yeah, there's a question. A heck of a mess. I mean, in the marshes, as deep as it goes, it'll take them forever. They'll never get it completely cleaned out.
Well, just that, and the shrimping industry's ruined, and the oyster beds are ruined.
Yep.
And the tourist industry's going to be shot for a while. And it's just going to be one heck of a mess. I mean, as far as North Korea, they ought to just take a jet plane and have them bomb that place where that submarine come from, the base, wherever that is, just bomb them.
I think you need to hit North Korea. I agree. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to let them, because they're already trying to poison the well, but they always try to poison the well. Let North Korea take that first shot. They take that shot. They try to take someone down. That's it. All bets are off. It's war, baby. And I think it is going to be war. I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, and then they put a laser beam on his palace or whatever and drop a bomb right down on him, too. So.
Yeah, you know, like when they say, light her up. Light him up and hit him from
light
the sky. I agree. Do the drone thing even. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but these soldiers he's sending down to Arizona, they get orders to shoot to kill or just...
No. Just, some of them will be armed, but they're actually going to be acting as... you know, doing surveillance and intel and that kind of stuff, kind of to trying to aid the border security guys, the border patrol guys, and even the customs people, but not really try to take someone out. No, not in a military fashion like you're thinking when we say, you know, 1,200 troops. That's why some people were upset because it looks like we're militarizing the border, which is not really true. They're trying to be elusive with this. They're just trying to say, oh, we have these guys that are helping out. Some of them will be armed and some of them won't. So, no, the answer is they're not going to be picking off illegals when they crawl across the desert.
Oh, I didn't know what.
Yeah.
Because some of them guys down there do have AK-47s, you know.
That's right.
And they wouldn't hesitate to shoot at the Americans.
Yep, you're absolutely.
You know,
of course, we saw that with... We saw that with the rancher that went down. Absolutely. So it's once again, it's not a fair fight. It's just like the situation in Afghanistan. What are the rules of engagement? Oh, I'm sorry. So these poor kids that are over there, I say kids because on the front line, they're diplomats all of a sudden, and they have weapons, but they have to be really careful of when they use their weapons.
Yeah, got to get okay to shoot back.
That's right. Absolutely.
Which ain't right. But
no.
I mean, that's a mess over there, too. I'm
out to
get out of there.
It is going to be a situation like Iraq. Just decide, okay, they can, you know, Karzai has this army that's standing on its own 2 feet, and that's the same thing that's happening with the police force, so we're okay to start to pull out. That's what I think. Honestly, they're going to back out. Slowly.
So, when's this horse racing coming on?
It's not
next
this
weekend.
Yeah, it's not this week. It's the following week.
Following week, okay.
Mhm.
I think I got to figure it out now.
Good. We want to hear the horses, so save them and spring it on the air because I didn't do very good either.
I think I finally got it all figured out. So.
All right.
Well, I better
save
keep
it.
Going for the boss be looking for me. So.
Yeah. Don't get in trouble, okay?
Yeah.
Thanks, Rick. Izzy is listening to us in, he plays his own game of cat and mouse with the boss when he calls into America Tonight. Izzy is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Good.
Two things, and you know I can get rabid. Sending troops to the border unarmed is ludicrous.
Because they can't shoot.
I cannot believe the stupidity of this government. Because this is what they did in 2006.
That's exactly right. That's what I said. That's what Bush did 4 years
unarmed.
Ago, if you remember.
Unarmed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, I'm outraged. ROE should say, if you don't halt on command, well, bend over, kiss it goodbye. Just that simple. I'm infuriated that we're going to put our troops in harm's way. Because those drug smugglers and all those drug cartels don't give a damn about anybody but their money. Period. Arm those 1,200 boys and women, or boys and girls, whatever, that are going down there and be done with it. And Korea, first shot out, we make the second, we fly that nap and lay a whole lot of lead. End of discussion, bring them home.
Yeah, that's what they should do.
Sick of this stuff going on that we namby-pamby around. America has lost its cojones. I swear to Buddha, it has lost its cojones. When somebody says, oh, tisk, tisk, you're being just too aggressive, we should just flip up a finger and say, okay, next.
You handle it. Don't ask for our help. Everybody asks for America's help. Then do not ask us to help if you hate us so much and you think we're being too aggressive. And when you ask us to come in and help sort it out for you.
Well, it's just ridiculous that we just namby-pamby around.
Yep.
And send our money and our troops into harm's way. And the result has been the same since the Vietnam War. Nothing gets resolved. The last war we actually quasi-won was Korea. But, you know, back before Congress had their fingers in the pies, we won wars. Now everybody has to have their two cents on how to dictate to the military instead of letting military officers do their job.
Yeah.
We have Congress palooza. Oh, I got to watch my mouth. Read. And then we have the squatter-in-chief trying to tell our troops how to operate. And they don't have a clue. Yes, I'm angry because both my sons are in the military.
Mm.
And my oldest son is in Afghanistan on his fifth tour.
Wow.
Since 2003. So I'm getting really angry with this government about how we're going to do war. We either do it right the first time or don't bother going. That's it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, Izzy, this is for your sons. Let's get a round of applause for Izzy's sons. Wow, 5 times. That's incredible.
He's a Marine. What can I say?
Oh, yeah, some big applause for him because he definitely is there on the front lines and trying to do what he can do and doing his part. And we thank him for that, and we thank you, Izzy, for the call. Coming up a little bit later on the show, it is, we are back to Cry Me a River. We got a good one for you. That's coming up in our last segment. Stay with us.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
If only it were easy. Tell that to the guys on the 38th Parallel. Kate hanging out with all of you across the country here on America Tonight. Let's go to, and boy, we got a lot of people waiting to talk, so keep your points simple and right down to the wire. A couple of minutes for everybody. Trey is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Trey.
Hey, Kate. How's it going?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
I was just curious. I've been reading a lot about the oil spill and everything, and we're hearing an awful lot about the governor of Louisiana. Has the governor of Mississippi happened to say much of anything?
No. Barbara hasn't said too much, other than being upset with what's obviously coming in their direction. But it's mostly been Jindal. It's mostly been him who's taking the big steps about we need more people out there. We need everything we can get our hands on equipment-wise because there's not enough of it and the feds aren't doing enough. But really, Haley Barbour hasn't said too much.
Oh, okay, because I'm going back home to Mississippi, leaving out from Kentucky tomorrow, and I plan on taking a trip down there to the Gulf to see what it's like. So.
Call us and let us in because you'll have eyes on the ground. I've heard from other people, but give us a call and tell us what, from your point of view, what you're seeing.
I will do. Thanks, Kate. I was just wanting to know if anybody's heard anything from him.
No, it's surprising. He'll probably be on one of the Sunday shows because he's been talking about other things. Trey, have a safe trip.
Thank you.
All right, we move along from Trey to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Hillary's in South Korea right now. Is that right?
Yeah, she's in South Korea working some of that magic.
Oh, man, if the North Koreans are going to attack, do it now, baby. Get it right now.
Do it while she's there, right? Make the statement, yeah. I don't think so. They won't do that now, but I really think something's going to happen.
Of course, then the battle cry would be, say, get them back for Hillary. So, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, and 1,200 troops, and thank you, Barack, for acknowledging that we need troops on the border, but every senator has said it's not enough. And, Kate, it's, hey, I did come up with an idea, though. You know, you've heard this problem with overcrowded prisons in the United States and jails and
yes.
How much it costs to keep prisoners and how they're letting them out and all that, maybe there's a way we could ship them to Mexico, put them in a prison down in Mexico, have them, cost a lot less money, wouldn't it? I mean, we ship jobs down there,
Sure, why not?
And we're talking the hardened criminals, the ones that are doing life or whatever. Just say, hey, we're shipping you to Mexico, it'd be cheaper to keep them down there, right?
So, exactly.
Hey, two last things, because I know you got other callers. Hey, you'll never believe who's going to turn 80 on Monday.
Who's going to be 80?
Clint Eastwood. Can you believe it?
Oh, you're kidding. I mean, yes,
yeah.
I knew he was getting up there, but wow, he's married to a former newscaster from Monterey Bay, and they have a daughter. He has kids by a lot of different wives, but is he the ultimate dude? Is he the, I mean, the Dirty Harry character to me is the best. Make my day.
And he's great. And he's a great cowboy, too, of course.
Oh, absolutely.
I think my favorite by him was Josie Wells. But anyway, though. And the other thing, by the way, did you ever see that movie, The Readers, by chance? The Reader?
I did see The Reader with Kate Winslet.
Yeah. She won the Oscar for. So
yeah, I saw it.
Did you think she deserved the Oscar for that? It was kind of like, man, she's had better performances. But,
no.
But it was. But it was kind of a, it was, I thought it was an interesting story, because, real quick, they had, I'm fascinated. I've always been fascinated with how Hitler was able to take over that country and the people just followed him. And, and at the same time, the German people do bear responsibility for what happened. But there were so many people that were involved that, like in the movie, she basically said, hey, I was just, planning to be a guard.
Right, she was ignorant and illiterate. Yeah.
Yeah, well, and the fact is that she probably had no clue when she said, hey, yeah, I'll become a guard, for the SS. She had no clue that she was going to be sitting there sending, pointing out who to take off to the gas chambers, et cetera. And it's just a lot of people were pulled into it that, into things that they probably, wouldn't have done in a normal, situation. So, but not to feel sorry or anything, but you just hope that, somebody like that never comes to power anywhere again, including Barack Obama,
Boy, no kidding. You don't want to see that. Don, take care. Thanks for the call. All right, so we're moving on to our next one. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, honey, I'm driving home. I'm actually in Connecticut today. I just got out of work.
Sweet.
I'll make this short. I want to get all the callers to get on. Really quick, about Josie Wales. Remember Granny Hawkins?
Yes.
He offered to pay her. She said, you can pay me when you see me, Judy Wayne.
That was good.
There won't be any more Clint Eastwoods in New York City. Apparently now the assembly wants them to shoot the wound. Have you seen that?
Oh, crazy. I did see it.
A lot of cops are going to die. But I want to tell you, police officers, big city mayors, they want to take your, that's the next step of taking your guns away from you like they did in London. That's it. All right, let me stop there. Forget it. Great. You know, I talked to you about this, a lot of stuff, personal stuff. My old man, it was 17, 1950, in Korea. I spent 3 years there. He came back with malaria. He was shell shock, which was now diagnosed as post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm.
I wasn't very close to him, and I'm not going to go into all the details, but he died last August. 3 years he spent there. Kate, I'm reading the Wall Street Journal here. It says we are going to extend unequivocal aid to South Korea. Here's my question. And I've never served in the military. I'm just asking the question. Why? Why is our guy still there 60 years after?
Right.
I'm not a coward. And I love my country, but can we afford this? I mean, everybody knows that Kim Jong the country turns at nighttime. It's totally black. You look at the satellite photos. The people are dying, literally starving. They're so malnourished that the average North Korean is about 4 to 5 inches shorter than a South Korean. I mean, this sick SOB sunk the destroyer. We know that. There's even talk that they South Korean sunk the rig because it was owned by Hyundai, which is a South Korean company, Hyundai Heavy Industries.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just simply asking the question.
Why are we there?
The whole freaking world is going up in flames, Kate. No, I don't have any answers. I wish I did. We got more than 1,000 guys dead in Afghanistan, and no one's protesting Obama. The 1,000 dead. We don't see a scroll.
No. Nope.
The guys are still there with no outcome, and you know he's not going to go to the memorial there at Memorial Day, Arlington.
Right.
When he spoke to the naval cadets, he took all their swords away, and he made that quote that in some instances he has absolute power. He said that because I think besides having his wife smack him around, and in fact bisexual, he just hates the military, he hates America, and it's the truth. And it's just, you know, this guy, this is his way of saying, I mean, can you imagine saying have absolute power? Even if presidents think that, how could you actually come out and say that to the cadets at West Point? I mean, you know what? I'll join the military at my advanced age, and I will fight in Korea, and I'll die. But Obama has to lead me into battle. Thanks, babe.
All right. Mark, obviously not happy with Obama. But despite some of the swinging that he did at Obama, here's the thing. I mean, to simplify it, and Mark, you know this, that you have to, it's not even about name calling. It's just about the ineffectiveness. And when he was referring to the addressing of the cadets at West Point, it was a very strange, there were strange moments in what he said to them. And it does make you wonder some of the things that he has said. It doesn't make any sense. And, you know, ultimately what I think ultimately think about what's happened with this administration is the word I keep using. It's the ineffectiveness. And part of it is because of the people who are in place. Because remember, the guy who is in power, he can talk about absolute power and all this other stuff. It's really about the people around the person that's elected. And the people around the person that is elected are very ineffective, many of them, at their jobs. We did a show a couple of months ago about pink slips. Who would you pink slip that has a position in this administration, a very powerful position, that's not doing their job correctly? And I named a couple of different people. Tim Geithner should have been gone a long time ago. In fact, he should have never been Secretary of the Treasury. What a bungled nightmare mess that is, because he had his hands in too many pies from previous spots that he held. Rahm Emanuel has not been effective in this administration. Robert Gibbs as the White House flack has not been affected. Janet Napolitano has not been affected as Homeland Security Director. Eric Holder as the Attorney General, while he may know the law, has not been effective in this role. And the thing that a lot of them have in common, the people that I just named, is the defensiveness of all of them. There's too much time for either personal attacks or crazy slights that you hear. You know, listen, stuff must get under everybody's skin that decides to play in the game of politics once you jump into that water. But the thing is that you wanted people to elect you, and you wanted to be there for a reason, obviously, right? So I hate it when politicians whine about stuff when they're getting poked or prodded or people are asking questions, because that's what you should be able to do when somebody's elected. You should be able to ask as many questions as you want and question motivations and things that are said and crazy things that are spouted. All right, we're going to go in a different direction completely. Hang with us next here on ATN.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
I knew I would get caught eventually.
Now, you say you're lonely. You cried the long night through. Well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried the river over you. Now you say you're sorry for being so untrue. Well, then you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head. Wow, you never shed a tear.
Time for Cry Me a River here on America Tonight. I mean, this is a layup to do that, you know, to do this to that guy, but I think he deserves it. I am so sick of Jesse James. I mean, I think it's cool about his choppers and his stuff that he puts together in his fabulous garage and the show he had and some of the things that he's done for charity and whatever. Okay, cool. But on the personal side, dude, you screwed up, so go away. Just go away. But instead, he has to go on the tube, and here's what he had to say.
I knew I would get caught eventually, and I think I wanted to get caught. I think she's had her suspicions, you know, in the past, but, you know, I lied and lied my way out of it. You know, I lied to everyone about everything, even to myself. I never, in a million years, the last person I would ever want to hurt or harm is her.
Oh, well, you did, dude, so you're done. I mean, it was so sad, too, because, you know, what do we care about Hollywood people? But from all accounts, this woman is a real person. She's not all Hollywooded up, and she's helped a lot of other people. You can see that because every once in a while someone will get wind of some charity thing she did, and she's always a person giving money and trying to help out and whatever. So you do kind of feel for her, even though you don't have that connection. I mean, she's another actress. But I think the timing of it and her getting the Oscar and everybody seeing him in the audience and saying, you know, he had my back. Well, apparently he did, and he had a lot of people's backs, and it turned out to be pretty ugly. But good for Sandra Bullock, because now that he's this crybaby's crying all over the place, she's moving on for sure. She's got the adopted kid is in New Orleans, and she's going to the MTV Movie Awards. They're, like, in the beginning of June. She's up for a couple of different things. She's nominated for Best Female Performance. So, and she's also up for Best Comedic Performance for The Proposal. And you can bet when she goes and presents or does whatever that people will probably go crazy for her, and that's a good thing. That'll make her feel warm and fuzzy and embraced by a very cold and calculating community that it often is in Hollywood. But that's the reason why we threw Jesse James into the category of Cry Me a River, because we don't care, dude. Once you open that door, you went through there, do it. Stay away. I mean, don't try to get people to feel sorry for you. I think that's the worst thing. I think you say, it's fine if you say I screwed up, but going into things, I wanted to get caught. That's what I think. It's like, let's stop playing this whole thing up. Let's just move away from it, you know, honestly. All right, I had a couple of people drop off the line, but you've also sent me some emails here, including Brooke, who says, boy, Kate, looking at this Korea thing from all sides, this is nasty business. Do you really think we're going to end up in a war with North Korea?
Hmm.
The answer depends on Kim Jong-il. Is it more of the same, or is he actually going to try to do something? Is he going to try to fire some shots? Is he going to try to open this baby up? And I kind of think he might. I've thought this before, though, and it hasn't happened. And when he was sick, and I wondered what would happen there, and they were talking about his son possibly taking over. That hasn't really happened. He's still small and in charge instead of large and in charge. And I do think there's a possibility. I mean, North Korea is digging their heels in the sand. And look, they sunk the South Korean ship. They killed those people. And if you're South Korea, you got to stick up. You got to stick up for the people. You've got to be able to retaliate for the loss of life. You just can't sit there and ignore it and know that North Korea has once again thrown it in your face. You have to do something about it. Therefore, to answer your question, Brooke, I think absolutely there's going to be some kind of a war scenario here, whatever it ends up being. Here's one from Brad T. Brad says, what's the latest on the Jamaica thing? What's happened in Jamaica? Well, what's happened in Jamaica, there's been a massive gun battle. In fact, we might be able to let you hear some of the sounds of that. This is what it sounded like the last couple of days in Jamaica. It's been nasty. In the clashes in the public housing projects in the slums near Kingston, it's been nothing but machine gun fire. Do we have that machine gun fire in Jamaica? We might have put it away, but it was pretty nasty stuff. Let me attest to that. You had masked gunmen that were fighting, and they were fighting for the boss, who's this Christopher Dudas Koch, and he's a protection guy, and he's funded by an empire that seems almost untouchable, and it stretches all boundaries. But the U.S. demanded his extradition, and that's what started this. He's got an incredibly loyal following, so it wasn't so easy to just extract him from the slums in West Kingston. And what's been happening, he's been trafficking coke to the streets of New York since the mid-1990s. Allegedly hiring a lot of women to hide the drugs somewhere on them. and fly into the United States, and he's had a lot of success with that, and that's part of the reason why the U.S. wants him so badly. But you've got barricaded neighborhoods and streets. You've got barbed wire, junked cars, and just gunfire everywhere, that whether it's the North or the South Coast or whatever it might be. And, you know, it's a little bit further from the tourist meccas of the North Shore, but that's not that big of an island. So you got schools closed down, a lot of the business slammed down. You've got the government looking for blood donations because there's so many wounded people. And it's pretty nasty stuff. I mean, it's as bad as it gets, where in Tivoli Gardens, and this was just a couple of days ago, he's supposed to be there. They think that's where he's barricaded in. And the government has imposed a month-long state of emergency for the Kingston area. And 10% of the capital is cordoned off. Security forces won't allow people to go in certain areas. Now, the violence, like I mentioned, hasn't touched the Caribbean islands' North Shore, but a bunch of the hotels are getting cancellations, and Air Jamaica has rescheduled 4 flights because of the unrest. People are worried. And you've got, you know, a big Sandals resort there, and the business director for that resort is saying, of course, we're worried. The entire Caribbean and the world is trying to pull itself out of recession, and this kind of a hit comes at a really, really bad time. People see the streets, and they see what's going on, and, you know, really, it's, do you want a vacation even if you're on the other side of the island? Oh, don't worry. There's one of the worst ever drug violence-fueled machine gun fights going on, and it's only on the other side of the island. So 30 people have been killed in the gun battles in the Jamaica slums, and I would probably think twice if I was headed in that direction. All right, we've got one last one here, and it's from Freddie Down, listening to us in the great state of Vermont. Kate, I love your analogy about the market, and you do freely admit that you have some things in the market, and it's best to spread things around and not stress about it. But how can you not stress when you look at where the Dow went today and where we've seen the markets go in this past month? It is very hard to predict. As somebody who used to be in the business, it was so stressful for me, I got out of it, and now I'm a teacher. Oh, good for you. Went from being I'm assuming, stockbroker in the broker business to being a teacher. That's a big swing. I know somebody that did it. They worked to try to make as much money as they could as a stockbroker, and then went into the teaching profession as well. Ended up being a history teacher at a high school. How about that? That's pretty good. I mean, you get a little taste, saves up some of the money, and then ends up doing what you really actually have more passion for. You can't beat that with a stick.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
How about you, Norm?
Fame, fortune, fast women.
Yeah. How about a beer?
Even better.